Uno dollar. Uno dollar.
Why didn't they laugh?
You suck!
That's not funny.
Hello. Is this working? Nice. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm going to take it old school again. I have some clips of some jokes that bombed this weekend. So it's been a couple episodes. I interviewed my parents and a couple other people. My buddy's a physicist. My buddy's a writer. So I didn't really analyze actual jokes. And some people on the road have been telling me they really like that. So I took a couple from Minneapolis where I, you know, ate shit a couple of them. And we're going to analyze it. And I have a special guest today, my buddy Orlando. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, buddy.
What's going down? I'm learning Spanish.
Okay.
So, yes, your last name,
Leyva.
Leyva. Yeah, but isn't it like Yeba?
No.
Well, according to my audiobook, it is.
Well, your audiobook's wrong, because Ye would be like it would be two L's. Two L's right next to each other.
That's Ye.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was un L. One, uno L.
Una L.
Yeah. Una L.
Yeah, man.
Because you're Cuban.
Yeah. No, I'm actually Dominican.
Oh, I thought you were Cuban.
No, not everybody from Miami is Cuban, man. Some of us are Dominican.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic, not Dominica. Different country.
Yeah, Dominica. There you go. You're educated.
Oh, I
man.
Get it,
you're
bro.
Smart.
I get it. I just, Miami's just super Cuban.
It is. It's like, I think like 80%.
We've done shows together in Miami.
Yes, we have.
We had a blast.
We've survived.
You make me laugh insanely hard.
Oh, thank you, man. So do you. Miami's like one of those, you know, when you go around town, the Miami Improv, it was one of those clubs where, like, if you perform that in that club, like, you get a certain badge of honor.
Yeah.
Like, okay, because they're, you performed in Miami? Because there's been comics there that got chased with butcher knives. No, the comic had to pull a butcher knife on the audience because the audience, you remember.
Yeah,
the
they turn on people there hard.
But not on you.
I've always, Hispanic crowds are my favorite crowds.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, a lot of places that a lot of white comics are scared of, I find the best. Like, my worst crowd is all white in an area where they're just nervous and weird.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time people, because funny's funny. And it's like, so, and I'm not even like a risque comedian. Like, I don't really push the envelope at all. And it's just like those white, like, guilt-ridden weirdo crowds that just you got to have it a little diverse, but
Hispanics, you got to understand, man, you're tall, white, handsome, and sometimes you wear the suit, and you know the package is showing, you know, we've
front
had
bump. Yeah.
yeah the front bump is
I try
showing.
To hide it,
yeah, and they get intimidated, they're like
but Hispanic people want to make me like one of them. They're like the suit, because they dress well,
and they like your bump,
and they're not scared of the bump.
They're not scared of the bump.
No. And I like move and groove.
There you go.
This is Why Didn't They Laugh? Did I tell you about this podcast?
Yeah.
About what it's about? Yeah. I like to take jokes that bomb that I'm working on, analyze why. And I think like this is the first time I've ever had a comedian guest when I'm analyzing a joke. Usually I just do it alone in my room.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person. So I think it could be cool, like, if you had any ideas why it bombed or what I can do with it.
Okay.
Bear in mind, this is Minneapolis. I feel like if this was Miami, I could have sold some of these with my eye contact and my front bump.
Yeah.
One of my favorite whole things about your entire act is that you get really, like, low energy about really exciting things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like you're the type of dude that could be in, like a really intense threesome and be like, hey, guys, I need to nap, man.
Yeah, it's too much work right now. It's so much. Well, we talked about that. We talked about TV shows and stuff, and then I just look at certain shows, and I'm like, wow, man, that's a lot of work. Like,
if you got cast in 300, would you take it?
Like,
let's say they're like, okay, 100 grand, 2 months work, but you have to prep for 6 months to get chiseled and, like, not eat, and you just have to be one of those guys. Would you be capable of that? Let's say there's a Dominican Republic Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Okay? Like someone.
Nah, like Like, if they wanted me to be, like, a computer tech, I could play that.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, like that.
No, but I'm saying you have to, like, work out 10 hours a day to prepare for this thing.
Oh. Nah.
You're very mellow, but you get stuff done. You just did the South Beach Comedy Festival. Tell me about that.
I did that. It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Bill Burr,
Hannibal Buress, Dave Chappelle was there, Patton Oswalt. I opened up for Michael Yo. Michael, you know, he's a friend of ours. Yeah, and he's just grinded so hard. They invited him because it's just like the growth is so much with him.
Michael did a guest spot when I headlined Houston with one of his first shows, and that was not that long ago.
Yeah.
And he's just, I feel like he's one of those guys that can get good at anything. He puts in the time. He's a hustler.
Yeah, I love him, but he'll just outwork you. He's that lives by that mentality. If we both get on the treadmill, either you're gonna get off the treadmill first, or I'm gonna die.
Well, isn't he half Korean?
Yeah,
half Korean. Yeah. I remember when everyone was protesting about the economy. I was watching one Korean family in my neighborhood in West Hollywood. They continued to buy more dry cleaners. They work wicked hard.
Yeah.
Steve Byrne, one of my best friends at Sullivan & Son. I've never seen anyone work harder.
Yeah.
We'd wrap, go on the road, start doing a break-even tour for 10 weeks to promote the show on TBS.
Yeah.
No one does that.
I have friends who work for him, with him opening for him, and they say that, like, just before he's getting up, he's writing.
Yep.
After he gets off stage, he hangs out a little bit. He writes some more. He's hanging out at the bar. He's just writing.
Yeah, he's on his fourth hour.
Yeah, all you guys, man. Ahmed, Roy Wood, you just beast, man. Like, wow,
Roy Wood works his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Steve, before we'd even shoot, he would be there jumping rope.
Ugh. Ugh. Like, why? Like, what?
Just it's the Korean half. He's Caucasian and Asian. That makes him Caucasian.
Yeah, oh, man.
That's one of his first jokes.
Yeah.
I'm doing this long bit. The whole bit works, but it's just one part just keeps bombing. And it's how men never really figured out how to be male because all our all our role models, like, it doesn't really work. This one's about Super Mario Brothers. Hang on, check this out.
And I was like, hey, fuck, fireworks, that's it. You know, dude, it's that Super Mario. That was a way was like, if you break enough bricks, you get the chicks, fuck it, and then it's. You know, they never tell you 3 years later how Super Mario has to explain what his text tone is.
Yeah. So there's an opportunity there for a laugh, and it's just not coming.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, so Super Mario, if he breaks enough bricks, he gets the chick.
Yeah.
I thought that would get a laugh, didn't. But then I thought for sure the next one would get a laugh. I'm like, you never see Super Mario have to explain to the princess what tone his text was.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I mean, I could blame the crowd, but I'm not gonna, because the jokes that I know worked on the crowd, so they weren't, like, terrible.
Yeah.
So do you have any ideas why that didn't work, or, like, what I could do with it?
I feel like it works. Take a page out of my book, man. I think that one just needed to be slowed down.
Yeah. Sometimes I speed up when something's new.
Yeah, you needed to pump the brakes on that one. Because it's, you know, you're taking, first of all, you're having them go back and think about Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
So the brick thing, that took a little bit, okay? And then the texting, that takes a little bit. Like, happens.
Right.
That's part of Super Mario Brothers.
It's too rapid.
Yeah. And yeah, how young was the crowd? Because there's crowds. Well, they
get Super Mario.
Yeah, I really don't like young crowds. So,
yeah, let's see what else I got here to analyze. But thanks for the advice. Maybe Super Mario isn't even the right move.
Mm-hmm.
Slowing it down a little, because I never want to make it sound depressing. My angle is always, you know, relationships are the move. Like, I had a fight with my girlfriend recently about what ellipse means, like the dot dot dot. Because
mm-hmm.
She wanted me to come meet her for lunch. I said I was tired, and then I texted her that I just ran 10 miles, like, a few hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I thought you were tired, dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, well, I nap, but are you mad that I jogged? And she wrote, no, you misread that. I go, no, like, dot, dot, dot means a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means like
what
awkward
does it
silence.
Mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. It's, I know I, it sounds like I'm overanalyzing, but I'm like, dot, dot, dot. She was like, no, you are misreading it. I go, no, I'm reading that literally. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I thought you were tired. If she just wrote, I thought you were tired, then it would be a misread because yeah. She just thought I was tired. But, you know, it's as if you're like, hey, will you pick up an avocado? And I just wrote, okay, dot, dot, dot. That means I'm spiteful about it.
Oh.
You know, it symbolizes like, okay, silence. And then you start again. And I don't even give a shit. I don't even know why we're fighting about it. Maybe it was because my dad's a communication studies professor and I'm insane.
Yeah.
But I was like, sometimes I almost feel bad for religious fundamentalists because people call them crazy, but they're just reading things very literally.
Maybe she didn't know how to use it. Like me, I love commas.
I know you love commas.
I love.
And you love upside down question marks.
Yep.
See, I don't know how to use those.
Yep.
Now that I'm trying to learn Spanish, you throw the upside down question mark early in the sentence, and then you guys don't say ha ha, you say ja ja ja.
Yeah.
In a text.
Look at you. Look
because
at
the,
you.
Because the J's, there's no ha ha ha. It's ja 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 ja. All right, here's another one. But yeah, that was like, it's like one of those, and me and her love each other, so it's like,
yeah.
You have that connection,
yep.
But you still fight about the dumbest shit.
Yep.
So that's what the joke's about, because that's every couple. Like after shows, it's always couples now that talk to me. They're like, that's us, man.
Well, we're buddies, and I would never question you anything in the English language, how to write it, how to spell it.
And I'm not even a grammar guy. I suck at spelling.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the dot, 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 the ellipses, and now she's fucking with, because now I'm writing dot, dot, dot for everything just to make her laugh and to be a dick. And so now she's doing dot, dot, dots, but with cookies.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun because she just made me cookies and she knows how much I like cookies. So it's like, she'll write like, okay, cookie, cookie, cookie. So it's like now she's trying to confuse me.
Yeah.
Where is it like awkward or is it like a delicious snack?
Yeah.
She's an engineer. She's a real mind fuck.
Yeah. Me, I used to do little memes to promote myself, and I used to write like sayings that like, you know, if it itches, scratch it.
Right.
If it keeps on scratching it, take a bath, you dirty ass. You know, so I used to do that and not use any punctuations, and then I started getting trolled by these dudes that are like real heavy into punctuation.
Right, hey, I hate those guys.
Can you use fucking punctuation, dude? To the point where I stopped doing the memes because I guess I'm a little bit self-conscious because I'm dyslexic, but I started reporting them as bullying. I love that.
Oh, it is bullying.
And then I would find their friends, and I would report their friends, too. They weren't even bullying me.
Did you start, like, a don't spell shame movement where you're like, you're spell shaming me?
Oh,
because
wow.
I can't spell either, dude. I can't spell restaurant.
Yeah, we should do that.
That's my big restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, they always are like, did you mean restraint or restaurant?
Yeah.
You're not even giving me the fucking option.
Did you ever see Patrice O'Neal's Elephant in the Room where he talks about that someone has a gun to his mom's head and they're like, spell restaurant, motherfucker.
He can't spell restaurant either?
He can't spell.
Dude, that U fucks me up. I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And banana. He was like, come on, man, let my mom live. Give me another word. He goes, banana.
That's
goes,
like, where's that end? Yeah. Yeah, because I think Spanish, native Spanish speakers a lot of times have a hard time with English because of how random and dumb the shit is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of Spanish is spelled the way it sounds.
Exactly.
And then you go to English and it's like, I before E except after C, and that's only 30% of the time. And you're like, well, fuck you then, man.
I can't. It doesn't. 37 years, it doesn't. Rest in peace, Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah, that dude is amazing. I just felt closer to him because of the restaurant situation.
Yeah.
But I get like when it comes to punctuation, I feel like that's universal. It's like if someone does 8 exclamation points and they're like, why did you read that as a yell?
Yeah.
I'm like, cause you know what an exclamation point is. It's like, no, you like misread it. I'm like, no, you get it.
There you go.
All right. Here's, I got really intense about people being, over politically correct about any reference to race.
Yeah, okay.
People get addicted to fear. They get addicted to anger. It's actually the science behind it.
Yeah.
Like that's why gambling addicts are it's the scariest addiction because they're addicted to losing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cortisol gets released in your brain. So
yeah, you're right. I know two of them personally.
They go till they lose.
Yeah. And they say they have they told me one of them's like a real big dude in the industry and he told me I have the same feeling when I lose that when I win.
Right.
It matches. It's identical.
Yeah. No, it's scary.
I was like, wow, man. I'm over here. They're losing. One of them lost their whole paycheck in Vegas. Like, Jesus. The big one. Like, he did one gig, got one big check, and then went and played it. Gone. And he was good. He was like, man, you know, I lose my mind when I play one of those $20 scratch-offs.
Yeah, oh, I'm the same way.
I lose my mind.
If I'm up $20 in Vegas, I'm like, guys, meet me at the lounge. I just got a free dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'm just out. Like, I gamble to get the money. Like, our jobs are gambles.
Yeah.
Like, we're pirates.
Yeah.
But once I get the money, there's no more gambling. Yeah. Like, my accountant's like, do you want to take some chances? I'm like, no, dude. Bonds.
Yeah.
CDs.
Yeah. I did a Vegas gig. And they pay me in cash after every show. A whole week. You're there Tuesday.
One, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, so they were paying me in cash, and I would leave. I was with Kevin Shea. And Kevin Shea.
I love Kevin Shea.
Yeah, yeah, and we would drink at the bar because we were drinking for free.
Yeah.
Right? So I would tell Kevin, all right, Kevin, I'll see you in a minute. And he goes, where are you going? I said, Bank of America. And I would go and deposit the cash and then come back to
Smart, dude.
Yeah, and I'll leave my credit card.
I opened for a Julio Iglesias for a while, and we would hit casinos.
Oh, Jesus.
And they would pay in cash. I almost did a joke once but the crowd wouldn't have understood because they didn't care about stand-up. They wanted music. But I wanted to be like, they might as well pay you in chips and then give you a free bottle of alcohol. Like, it's just, there's no way you're keeping the money.
Yeah, not unless you do what I do.
No, but you're smart.
And you have to leave. Like, I would have to
get
leave and drive out to find a Bank of America and then deposit the money and drive back.
And the ATMs and casinos are always like, do you want to take out 100, 200, or 1,000?
Yeah.
They know.
No, I got scared one time. I got scared. I was doing a two-man show, and we were in a casino, me and my buddy Forrest Shaw, and he's headlining, and it's a two-man show. And, you know, I do the little hosting thing. I do my time, and then I bring him up. And then at the end, I come back up, and I was actually helping him sell T-shirts. Dude, I brought him up. I went to go play the slots. Time passes. He's coming with his T-shirts and roller cage.
Right.
And he goes, Orlando, where were you? And I just, I'm blank face, and I just look at him, and I just hold up the money and the thing, and I sit right back down on another machine, and because I won, so
right.
I sit down and then it hit me as I hit the machine to spin. It hits me. Oh, I was supposed to close out the show
right
for him and then help him sell T-shirts.
Well, you start chasing that green light. It's like right out of the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, dude, I was like,
he's chasing the light. I'm like that with Words with Friends.
Yeah.
Like, at 3 in the morning, like, I'm just, like, looking for where to put my cue.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, what I was saying is Facebook is now programming itself for your own personalized rage.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you hit like or comment on something, that becomes, like, it almost registers it as, like, something you're interested in. So it's almost spoon-feeding you to get angry at this point. All right. So this one, I'll just play it, then we'll discuss. I said something about Asians loving noodles. And then people reacted. They groaned. And I went from there, because they do fucking love noodles.
Because calling someone a racist is intense. Like, don't just throw that shit around. It's like, you're a racist. It's like, bro, that's fucking intense. Like, there's not that many racists. Like, someone's like, I will not serve that man. Like, that's not around. I mean, Southern Minnesota, maybe. You guys have some shit going on down. Southern Minnesota makes Alabama look like fucking San Fran. You guys have some fucking meth-fueled rage down there. But in general, no one's that stupid. No one is that fucking stupid. But you make generalizations all the time. I do constantly. People confuse a generalization or a stereotype with racism. Like, the other day I was like, fucking Asians love noodles. And this dude's like, that's racist. These little fucking house cats. These little hipster PC little fucking indoor cats. Right? They never had to hunt for their mice. So now they're judging everybody, right? And they're like, because they have, like, bumper stickers on their little Priuses that say, like, war is not the answer. It's like, what's the answer? It's like, and they don't fucking know. They don't have the answer to war. I do have the answer to war, but I'll get to that later. Or, like, coexist. So you mean coexist is ostracizing every race that isn't you so they can't join in on the laughs? Fucking motherfuck. Yeah, so anyway, this little fucker. You know, three scarves in the summer. I was like, you're a racist. I have an Asian friend. I'm like, yeah, I just got off an Asian sitcom for the last 3 years. Yeah, I know Asians. They're little fuck. They love noodles. And he goes, no, that's a racial stereotype. I go, do you think Canadians like hockey? He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's so is that. You think Italians like spaghetti? It's identical. It's even pasta. You say a fucking, and he's like, but those are white people, it's white privilege. I'm like, I'll show you more trailer parks with no hope if you show me an Asian that doesn't flip out over fucking udon noodles. Because that was a busboy at a Japanese restaurant for 5 years. Asians love noodles. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. And by the way, if there is an Asian that doesn't like noodles, they don't give a shit what I just said.
Yeah, so you can hear that uncomfort. But I'm like...
I didn't think that bomb.
Yeah. Well, that silence in the beginning was like palpable.
No, I think you're overjudging that one. That one was actually good. Like the smart people understood what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because you even gave it to them. You food fed it to them. You were like, this is what racism is. This is not.
But see, I don't like getting preachy.
Yeah.
I it's not my game.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm trying to, like, whenever I find myself teaching the audience something, I feel like I'm failing.
Yeah.
So I try not to get in that zone. So, but as a white comic, I can't touch race unless the crowd is very diverse. And that just, I find it so annoying. Because it's not like I'm even saying anything, like, powerful. I'm just saying, like, a benign thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
I think, you got the point about as a white comic, but that's white is followed by comics, so just keep on, just plow through. You got the laughs. Bill Burr has a great bit about though something like that, where as white people, we just got to learn where to put the curse word. Like
it's genius.
You can't say. Yeah, these fucking Asians love noodles. Hey, whoa, relax. It has to be, man, Asians, they love fucking noodles.
Right.
They love fucking eating noodles.
My buddy who's Jewish would always say, it's all in the eyebrows. He's like, when you're like, Jews, they're like, Jews, like your eyebrows go down. And I'm like, that's so confusing to me. Like, I always felt it like... Because I was never raised around anti-Semitism or racism, really. So yeah. I never really even conceived of that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Where do you think is the touchiest part of the country? Like, where are people, like, touchy? Like, what do you mean by that?
I think everywhere now.
It's getting crazy. I mean, as a comic, you're a comic. Like, we tour every city doing, you know, tapped into people's emotions.
Yeah.
There's some major changing that's happening right now.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything is changing. Like
I'm a very positive dude, very politically correct, I think, about things. I don't click on bad things. I click on good things.
Right.
Because I understand how the machine is working. And I'll give you an example. I said I compared my wife to the devil. I compared my wife to an angel.
Of course you did, because you're a fucking man.
Yeah. And then
men do.
Yeah. And then I compared her to the devil. And then when I said, yeah, because she's the devil. And then they were like, they all pulled back on me. Oh, you just called your wife the devil. And I said, yeah, because in case you forgot, according to the scriptures, even the devil was an angel at one point.
Right.
And then I was like, Jesus Christ, people. No, I just did it on purpose. I kept on pushing them.
Till
I got them out of the hole. Like, yeah, you need to let it go.
I'm constantly getting it because... The reason I react so bad is when they act like that, I start feeling like I'm surrounded by psycho people.
Yeah.
Because if you ever said something kind of crazy, when people react offended, that almost insinuates that it's real.
Yeah.
Like I used to do a bit. It was a short song. Hang on. I'm going to try to get it. I just would go, being white is awesome. Cops pull us over just to give us high fives. And it would always kill. It killed for like a year and a half because I wrote it. It's only been about 2 years. And then after all the cop stuff started happening, people started groaning. And I'm like, how does that change the joke is hyperbole. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, do you think that's real? Because if you think that's real, I don't even want to be like, I don't want a spotlight on me in your fucked up town.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you say your wife's the devil, do people think that way? Where it's like you could think that... like she's actually the devil and not just like someone who's fucking annoying you right now. See, that always
PC, man. It's getting very PC, and a lot of comics are apologizing too much.
Fuck that. And it's also, want to know what's happening, is a lot of the PC people, I feel bad for them. They're not even my enemies. They think they're doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I almost feel like people's paternal and protective instincts are being manipulated.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you have to protect black people. And it's like, no, we have to train cops better so they react better when their heart's pounding.
Yeah.
Like.
So they can control their heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, like cops react with their fear responses all fucked up because, you know. They're not trained right. It's like, but everyone's like, no, we have to, it's like, don't say that around black people. Like, that annoys me to no end, but my empathy tries to understand where they're coming from. They are acting as if, you know, you just kicked the wheelchair kid over. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're a bully. Like, that's a bully move. Or like someone with cancer that just got diagnosed with cancer, you're like, you're going to fucking die, cancer guy. Like, that's, you're a bully.
But your brain is working different. Your brain is really looking at let's find a solution. Okay?
Well, like, I just, like, I see every statement. Is there a victim in your statement?
Yeah.
If yes, then you're a bully. If no, then not. You're just referencing a cultural group.
Yeah.
You know, it's, to me, it's very mathematical. It's like, is there a victim in your statement?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to talk shit about certain comics, but there are certain comics where they'll say stuff where I cringe because I'm like, if the person you're talking about hears that, they'll be really sad and they didn't do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because one of the problems with the black community is facing is that they're treated like criminals, so they act like criminals.
Because
I have that in my life. I tell that to my girlfriend sometimes, who'd be like, you know, she'd be like, did you fuck this girl? And I'm like, no. And she's like, I know you did. And then I'm like, you know what? If you keep fucking saying that, I will. Because if you're forced to pay for something, you might as well get what you're paying for. No, but it's almost like, and if you had like nothing in your mind, like you didn't do shit.
Yeah.
You know, that person wasn't even on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, I know you did. You're an animal. I know you. And then you start thinking like way down inside, I guess I am kind of an animal. But we all are. You know, like it's very hypothetical at that point.
Yeah.
And then you're like, if you don't stop, like I will just out of spite. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of young black men face that. I would. Mm-hmm. If I was constantly profiled by cops, like constantly.
Yeah.
If I was a young black man and cops were constantly like, what are you doing with that hoodie? I'd be like, you want to see animal? I'll fucking show you animal. I'd just start committing crimes.
Yeah.
Because you kind of become what you're accused of.
Yeah. Like you said, all the negative stuff that's going on, all the videos that are being fed to us, all the stuff that they're learning, you know, like the Baltimore, right? What just happened in Baltimore. This is my point of view. This is.
Okay.
What happened there, the riots sparked off. Not the riots. Not what happened that made the people come out and protest and everything. I'm just talking about kids, junior high kids, high school kids throwing stuff at the police.
Right.
Bricks and everything. It's documented. There's proof. And these are the same guys that are watching, spending most of their day either watching videos, you know, of this violence being portrayed.
Right.
I don't want to say any names of any certain websites or anything, because I got to protect myself from.
I don't have to. What are we talking, CNN?
No. I'm talking about there's certain websites out there that this is what they promote. They say, get into a fight, film it, put it up on our website. You're going to become famous thanks to us.
Right.
And they're doing that to the community, you know, while acting like they're part of the community.
It's systemic because I see both sides.
Yeah. I really don't want to say their name because me saying their name just promotes that website.
Yeah, yeah. No, I respect that totally. Yeah. I like calling out the shit that people don't realize how fucked it is. Like CNN.
Yeah.
You know, like they want to make you scared. They want to make you feel divided. That's why I like to do a lot of comedy about like how much we have in common.
Yeah.
Because we really do. I mean, humans are like, we're all here in the same, we're in the same boat doing the same shit. And I think that,
man, I've gotten pulled over, not a bunch of times, but I've gotten pulled over. And every time I got pulled over was because there was something wrong. I got pulled over because my taillight was out, you know?
Yeah.
And I got pulled over and I asked the cop, he goes, your driver's side taillight is out. And then I said, sir, can I go? Because I already know he's paranoid. He's pulling over you know, a blacked out car with limo tints, which is what I have. Yeah, I roll down all my windows. I turn on my little dome light because I just know. And, you know, I know the procedure.
Right.
I want to get home that night. This is what I got to do. I got to turn off my car, turn on my dome light, roll down my windows. I want to go home.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fingerprinted. I don't want to spend the night.
Because some things are cultural signifiers and not criminal. And I think that crossover fucks people. You know, like if you have like a big Cadillac with like tinted windows and you're like a black young male driving it, all that means is you like that car. Like that's just part of certain communities.
Yeah.
And some cops. But
it doesn't matter.
But teardrop tattoo.
No, but that guy can get it. We're living in a time and space right now where it's so common that that guy can also make it home that night. Just pull over.
Right.
Roll down your windows.
Exactly.
Turn on your dome lights. Turn off your car. Turn off the music.
Right.
Turn off your music. I rode around with my nephews, and they're like, boom. And I'm like, dude, I kind of like my ears. I get it. I was there.
Yeah.
But just do that.
Well, Steve Byrne has the best joke about that. He's like, you want to confuse, if you're black and you get pulled over, just start blasting country music.
Yeah.
He's like, that'll confuse the cops. Like, honky tonk. It's like, you're free to go. That was weird. Is that a fucking unicorn?
Yeah, there you go.
It's, because I know, because I was always messed with by teachers growing up, like, insanely. Like, I'd have 50, 60 days of in-school a year because my parents were professors and they thought I was like a smart ass. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Same.
So I was constantly reprimanded for nothing. So I see both sides. I see the side of being like, if you're going to treat me like this, I'll fucking show you what rebellion looks like. Yeah. But that doesn't work. It's like, just roll down your window. It's like, life isn't fair. Black men are definitely pulled over more than white men, like, because of a crazy cycle that we're in.
Yeah.
Just try and get ahead and change it. You know, that used to be Irish people.
Yeah.
Until, like, enough Irish people just sucked it up. You know, they were murdered and enslaved by the British for, like, 1,000 years. Like, no Irish need apply. We're in, like, most storefronts.
Yeah.
Just took it and got drunk for a couple generations, and then they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Just roll down your windows, man. Turn on your dome light. Turn off the music, man. True story.
What's that?
Just if you could just control yourself, control your heart rate, just the same way that the cop needs to control your heart rate. I got at LAX pulled to the side because I had a particular item in my bag that is legal in Florida, but it's not legal in Los Angeles.
Cuban cigars.
Something along those
Dominican lines. Cigars.
They wanted to arrest me. They wanted to take me in. I was going to
Was it paraphernalia?
No. It was something for safety.
Chinese flying star.
Something similar along
those. I roll with at least 5 Chinese flying stars.
And, dude, I just talked to them. I was like, dude, I'm from Florida. Here's my ID and everything. I hadn't made the full transition to L.A. Here's my ID and I stayed calm.
Right.
I didn't let the – because inside I just have this thing. I just want to go home, man. I just want to go home. I have friends who are cops that graduated out of high school with me and became cops. And I was like, why are you a cop? You're one of the most scared people that I know. And
totally.
Sure enough, that guy went into a house and got shot in the chest with a shotgun.
Jesus.
And he lived through it because he was wearing his vest, mostly just pellets, and a few scraped his face.
Right.
But no real major damage. Got out of the hospital and turned in his papers and quit.
Yeah, dude, it's a tough job. That's the thing that makes me feel so bad about cops is so many of them are like very heroic human beings.
Yep.
You know, I was talking to one of my black friends about that. I was like, judging all cops on the ones that have been in the news lately is like judging all black people based on Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't do that. Some are really bad and some are really good. You can't just generalize. There's less violence now than ever in the country, but it's just so highlighted. I mean, part of me thinks that it's good because a lot of these awful things are being brought into the light and hopefully there's reform.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it's reform. It seems like it's just making people more and more pissed off.
Yeah.
I get away with anything when it comes to talking about women on stage. That's my golden ticket for some reason.
Yeah.
Like I can literally say women are insane and then do a joke about it and no one turns on me.
Mm-hmm.
But anything racial, I don't know why the fuck it is, but it's just lights out.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that Like, here's one about women.
But that joke, just like I said, I think the audience that was supposed to get it about Asians loving noodles, they got it. The other ones are just like, I'm gonna write them off as stupid because they're not listening. They're not listening. They just heard you say Asians love noodles, and that's it. They lost.
Asians love noodles.
Come on, man. Everything that's going on. I can't.
Yeah, everyone thinks there's always just something going on.
I kind of say it inside my house, but not out here in public. I can't vouch for you. I can't co-sign on that.
I can't co-sign on that. Yeah. Like, everyone's always, like, kind of on an alert.
Yeah. Have you gotten that TSA pre?
I do sometimes. Oh, TSA. The TSA kind of treats me intensely sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I got in a weird list because I tried to get into England without a visa and I lied to them.
Yeah.
And I'm a really bad liar. They told me I was trying to steal from the Queen. Shit got intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I travel with my dog sometimes and I do like random hand screenings. Yeah. And twice bomb residue has come up.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm not making bombs. So they just search everything, and you know, you almost miss your plane, and it's crazy. But TSA is no joke.
Yeah,
like Ahmed, my boy Ahmed, who's Arab.
Yeah,
he definitely gets a little fucked with.
Yeah, he hasn't done TSA pre.
I don't think they'll let him on pre-check because his name's Ahmed.
Yeah.
All right, here's one about female compliments. Let's see what I got here. I'm gonna have to download it. Yeah, and you ever have a male-on-male assist? Where they're like male-on-male assist, and then the dude's can I rub the inside of your leg? And I'm like, goddamn right, you can. I turn the tables on.
You make it weird. That's
awesome. I make him feel weird about it because I feel so uncomfortable that I'm like, it's going to be a long flight, man. Dig in.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. I need a little help on this. You might be able to help me, too, since you're actually a woman.
Men are built for women are built for emotional battles. You ever see a group of women and how they react to compliments? It's fucking mind-blowing, the amount of power games. Like, one's like, oh, it's a nice shirt, where'd you get it? It's like, oh, this piece of shit. I got it at Target for like a quarter. Like, they paid me to take it, it was crumpled in the corner. Homeless guy just puked on it. You know, but I like your pants. It's like, these pants? I took them off a dead guy. Yeah, they're soaked in urine and blood. Oh, your necklace. It's like, oh, this is actually anthrax. Alright, the last one's too far. Well, you get it. Like, guys are the opposite. We, like, take the compliment and then exaggerate. It's like, oh, sweet fish. It's like, yeah, it was 400 pounds, all gold. It's like, we're lying.
Yeah, I just wanted to show that silence at the end. I always hate it when it's just silent. But yeah, I need a better third hyperbole. Because the first two work. It's like, oh, this shirt? Yeah, I got a Target for, like, a quarter. It was covered in urine. I like your pants. Like, oh, I hate these. You know, they never are just like, thank you. But I need a third one. That anthrax necklace sounds insane. No one laughed. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas?
No.
You're just going to pass on that one?
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
Why? Just because you said your wife is a devil, everyone turned, and now you can't touch it?
No, I can't touch it.
Just touch it, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, give it a touch.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Blouse, necklace.
I don't know. Maybe there's nothing there. Maybe there's something, but I think there's something there.
I think you could go around the way, keeping it on the Asian theme. You could be like, this blouse, I can't believe I'm even wearing it. This was made by slave children in China.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, feel like they were paid in noodles.
They were paid in the noodles.
Feel like they'll do anything for noodles, sick fuckers.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that'll be a callback. I don't even have a joke about Asians loving noodles. I just, like, said it and someone reacted. Like, it was in passing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, you ever see Asians eat noodles, man? Jesus. Because they fucking slurp.
Yeah.
What, do you have any ideas for that one? About women? Nothing? No.
What's your name? Our engineer, she just nods. What's your name?
I'm Maria.
Maria?
Do you ever want to jump in on any of these convos?
No.
Half the time, I'm not paying much attention.
She doesn't even pay attention to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't pay attention to you a lot, Orlando, because your voice is so melodic.
Yeah, it's monotone.
Will you help me write a song about it? I'm working on a song called Everything Rhymes in Spanish.
Okay.
Oh, and people also told me that I should start recommending books again. I used to always do that. There's a book called Start With Why that I read this week that was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Basically, the gist is start with why. I mean, that's... not how or what, but why you do something is the most important, not how you do it.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you doing it? And if you are clear about why you're doing something, everything else falls in place. Yeah. It's really sick.
I heard How to Make Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
Oh, have you? Well, you've seen
it? I heard it. I heard it.
Oh, you've seen me at a bar?
Huh?
Well, you listen to the book?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a total audiobook guy.
Yeah.
Right now I'm listening to Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. You don't like that?
Yeah, that guy.
I know he's awesome.
I don't know.
You don't like Gladwell?
Nah.
I like when people introduce new categories. Where it's like when you're born affects how you play sports.
Yeah. But
that shit fascinates me.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm a little bit with the whole 10,000 hours one. That one bothers me. Cause
why?
Because people automatically just started throwing it at you. You got to get your 10,000 hours in. You got to get your 10,000 hours
in. So you hang out with way more ambitious people
than
me.
You got to hang.
My friends are not ambitious.
Like, dude, I don't.
A couple of them are, but most of them are just like.
Yeah.
You got to get beers with me.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't usually throwing 10,000 hours at me. But I think it is kind of true, though. But I don't know. I can't listen to too much of that ambition shit. I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I like to, you know, light a fire under that ass.
Yeah.
I agree with that, though. I think a lot of times people just, like with me and piano, everyone's like, oh, you're so gifted.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I just didn't have a life my entire childhood. All I did is play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gift. Any asshole can do it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So you've played over 10,000 hours?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to be a master.
Am I here a little action? I'm not exactly a lightweight, Orlando.
No, you're not.
This is an $80 keyboard from Target, and I make that fucker sing.
There you go.
I'm trying to get this song going. Can I put this up here? I'm trying to get a song going called Everything Rhymes in Spanish because every time I try and write a song, rhyming always can be a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a brand new song I'm working on, just a couple lines of it?
Let's do it.
It goes...
Is this a Spanish song?
No, this is one that I had to rhyme. This is called the advice song.
Okay.
If he has a tattoo on his face, don't let him borrow your car. If a girl says she's bi, assume she means bipolar. It just keeps going like that. It's all advice. And then it's like, the most important decision of the day is when to switch from coffee to wine. And remember to look up from your phone sometimes. And it's like, what's the next line? It's like, drink a lot of water. It feels like an orgasm when you pee. You don't need more makeup. Just smile. Sephora can't fix bitchy. There are no atheists in airplane turbulence, but there's no God at the DMV. And it's impossible to enjoy Grey Goose responsibly. You know, it just keeps going like that.
Yeah.
Because basically I took a bunch of my favorite tweets and I tried to rhyme them all.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if this was Spanish, it'd be so fucking easy because you'd be like, you know, if he has a tattoo on his face, don't let him borrow your car. Like everything's like a vowel.
Yeah.
And I was like researching Spanish words. I'm actually trying to learn Spanish now just for this song. Like I really want to dive in. And then I realized I should speak Spanish anyway because America is basically a Spanish country at this point.
Yeah.
50 million Spanish speakers.
Love that.
So.
I love the fact that you're like just for the quest of.
Oh, I'm full blown.
Yeah.
I'll put in at least 10 hours.
Yeah. Like my CrossFit joke. I told you to do the CrossFit joke. I joined CrossFit.
Oh, you got to commit to it.
Yeah. I committed. That's
because all your most knowledge will come in random places. Like, for example, año is year, but ano is asshole.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing about Spanish is the broad strokes seem a lot easier. But if you like mess up a squiggle, you're talking about someone's asshole. It's like happy asshole.
Yeah.
Like, Happy New Year is immediately happy asshole. What's that? Nuevo Año?
Yeah.
So how do you say?
If you don't say ño at the end.
Right. So how do you say Happy New Year? It's
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Nuevo. Yeah.
So Feliz Año Nuevo means happy new asshole.
Yeah.
And then carro is
which
car.
Which is awesome to have a happy new asshole.
Oh, yeah. But it's a whole different party.
Yeah.
Like carro is car and carro is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that shit fascinates me.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do with this song? Like what's the joke here? Well, so it's like I don't know. I don't know how to even begin it. Like, what are some funny rhyming words in Spanish where it's like, I needed some help, because I fell down the steps, oh. You know, like something about how everything, but I want actual Spanish words because so many crowds are Hispanic that I think if they see my fucking gringo fabulous ass bringing some Hispanic heat, I think I could get some real respect in the community.
Yeah, for sure.
I think my Ano asshole joke is going to crush.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that shit to Sacramento.
Yeah. How Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz Año Nuevo. Feliz Ano Nuevo. Happy new asshole.
Yeah, there you go. Which is also a good thing.
What are some other Spanish words where a little accent might fucking really change the course of progress in America?
Man, I wish you would have gave me the heads up. Let me see.
So, I'm into gracias, por favor. And like, ¿dónde el baño? Aquí, señor. And then like, way is like, dude. It's like, mande way. That's like more Mexican now.
That's Mexican. That, like, if you do that in the Caribbean, that doesn't...
Then it becomes a Scarabian.
Yeah. You're like, what?
So I can count like uno, dos, tres. You know, I'm getting that going. But I'm trying to like not sound like a super white. Because I can like say, you know, like, un cerveza, por favor. But I'm trying to get all that shit that I don't understand. Like cerveza or whatever. You know how it's like how every vowel in Spanish, they actually say it the same every time.
Well, the thing is that you have – this is the bad part, man. It's just so many ways of saying stuff. Mexicans sing it. They sing their words.
They get real sing-songy.
Yeah.
Like, give me a good – like it's like, yo soy el Dios del mundo. That means what? I'm the God of the world?
Yes.
Me – how do you say wife?
Mi esposa.
Mi esposa es un diabla.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say, mi vieja es una diabla.
Mi vieja?
Yeah.
Does that mean old, viejo?
My old lady.
Mi vieja. And then what's the next one?
Es una diabla.
Mi vieja es un el diabla. I'm diablo con grande penga.
There you go.
I'm a white devil with a big dick.
Yeah. Which pinga in China, I believe, is called, that's what they call a bucket to carry stuff in.
They carry with their wieners?
No, to carry, like, supplies.
But they call it a pinga?
Yeah, I think so. I wanna say it's Mandarin. I might be wrong.
Listen, all the Cantonese people are about
or
to get
Japanese.
Really angry.
Yeah, or Japanese. One of the two.
Japanese, I feel, is kind of like Spanish a little, because they're all about, like, the quick enunciations. Like, ich, ni, san, chico. You know, like, Spanish is very, like, American English... You breathe a lot. It's like, like potato.
Yeah.
You guys would be like, potato.
Is your present lady Spanish, right?
She's half Mexican, yeah.
Does she speak?
She, as a child, spoke Spanish, then forgot all of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she... Yeah.
My wife learned it after being grown. Like, they spoke English. Like, her family... They're from New Jersey. She's Colombian. She was born in Jersey.
Right.
But her family, everybody spoke Spanish, but her dad was like, and mom were like, no, we're Americans. We need to speak English. And then in school, then she went. I didn't. I spoke Spanish. And then when I got to the States from the islands, there was no one to teach me English. So I would watch Reading Rainbow and The Price is Right during school time. Like with the class, I would watch Reading Rainbow. And then they would send me to the library. They had to, like, they were interviewing people to teach me English. The school, the public school system had to interview people. So during the class, I would be in the library just watching The Price is Right. I just recently stopped saying $1. I've been to The Price is Right four times.
What is Price is Right in Spanish? How do you say it?
El precio correcto.
El precio correcto.
Yes.
And then it's... Roberto Barquero.
Okay.
Barquero? Would you say he's Bob Barquero?
No, it would
Bobo
be Barker.
Barquero.
Yeah.
Barker.
But it's good that you say Geroberto. So it would be Geroberto Barker.
Roberto Barker. Barker.
Owen Benjamin. Owen Benjamin. Venga hacia adelante.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás, amigos? El niño.
Roberto, aquí tenemos un celular nuevo. Un iPhone 6.
Un iPhone 6.
¿Cuánto
un iPhone 7. Por la guapa. Niñas.
Ok, un momento, Roberto. ¿Cuánto tú piensas que cuesta este iPhone 6?
That means how much is an iPhone 6?
Yes.
Oh, un 100, 200, 236. $1. $1. How do you say come? Aventa aquí.
What?
How do you say come on down? Bajo.
Venga hacia adelante. I'm translating it just how they say. Venga hacia adelante.
En
Benjamin. Venga hacia adelante.
Arriba, arriba. Aquí, señor. Aquí.
Is that your reaction?
Yeah, aquí.
Are you doing like little gun signals?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There I go. Oh, no sé. No sé. ¿Cómo se dice? $1. ¿Qué? ¿Cómo se escribe?
But you know, you instead of ¿cómo se dice? Because you should say, pues, $1.
$1.
Pues, $1.
Pues, $1. And then...
$1, Roberto.
$1, Roberto.
Oh, there you go.
Is that Barker?
Awesome. This is awesome.
And then the other one was Reading Rainbow. So I'd be like, hola, Laverne. What was his name?
Laverne, yeah.
Yeah, hola, Laverne. Me gusto Star Trek.
And he's like, todavía no he tenido ese trabajo.
So that means?
I still haven't gotten that job.
Oh, yeah, it's time travel. What time I don't know. How do you say time travel?
You're pretty good, man. You're committed.
Well, I'm pretty fearless with new skills because that's the only way you learn, even though I sound like a dumb asshole. Yeah. I sound like an ano stupido. Mm-hmm. That means a dumb asshole versus an año stupido. It means a dumb year.
Do you know comedian Steve Fly?
Stephen Fly?
Yeah. He's a black comedian. And he pulls it out, man.
Comedian negro.
There you go. And he pulls
grande it, pinga.
He pulls out all the Spanish, and people just freak out. Like, holy
God. Oh.
Because he's like, I know what you're saying about me when I go into stores.
Sí, señor.
Sí, señor. Entiendo.
Yeah. What? So it's like, yo say negro jokes. Like the black joke.
No.
I know black jokes.
I know black.
Yo say, how chistes. Do you say I hear? How do I?
No, jokes are chistes.
Chistes? How do you say I hear?
Escucho.
Escucho todos los chistes negros. That means I hear all the black jokes?
Yeah.
So it's what is it?
Chistes.
Chistes? And how do I say it here?
Escucho.
Escucho todos los chistes negros.
Chistes.
Chistes negros.
Think like cheesesteak.
Mariposa. Cheese patito sucio. Maricón. Maricón. Limpio. Sucio. Sucio maricón. Negro. Means dirty black gay guy. Con grande panga. $1, Roberto Barker. Okay, I actually enjoy this part of the show more than us spiraling about race.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a shit if people get uncomfortable?
Yeah. Maybe just have me over every once in a while just so we talk in Spanish. We do the podcast. Spanish.
Aprendo español con mi amigo Orlando Riba.
Yeah, or I could call in. I'll call in and we do 5 minutes.
Comprendo nada, amigo.
Yeah.
No five. Hablo inglés.
Yeah.
No yo, hablo inglés.
Okay. Yo te llamo por el teléfono.
Sí.
Y tomamos...
Mi iPhone 6. 6.
Sí. En tu iPhone 6.
iPhone 6.
Sí. Te llamo y hacemos...
Con warranty.
Hacemos una clase de... 10 minutos de tu aprender español.
10 minutos, more like 30 minutos.
Oh, no.
Or 60 minutos. Or 80 minutos.
Wow.
See, I can bring that fucking heat, man.
You got that heat, man.
Calor. Mucho calor con...
And all you got to do...
Blanco
really,
Diablo.
All you got to do, you regress to when you used to work with Julio Iglesias. God, man, that must have been awesome, dude. Like, that guy's just...
That guy's awesome.
That guy's just sex.
Donde es eso?
Yeah, man. I used to be a kid and watch the way my mom looked at the TV when that dude came on.
El hornio. Madre hornio.
Yeah, dude.
El madre es hornio en her pantalones.
Por Julio Iglesias.
No pantalones. No más pantalones. No más pantalones para ti, Julio Iglesias. July al churches. No hablo inglés. Dude, I'm fucking Hispanic in my heart.
I believe so.
El Diablo. All right, cool. I think that's a good way to wrap it. That's my favorite part. I just want to speak Spanish now forever.
All right.
Hablo español por todo mi vida. Vía?
Yeah.
Wife?
Yeah.
El vía muchos bueno hablo inglés.
Okay.
With me, Mexicano amigos, amigo Mexicano, amigo Dominican, amigo Cuban.
Cubano.
Cubano es serioso.
Yeah.
How do you say because?
¿Por qué?
Porque Castro es dickheado. Cubano es...
No, Castro es cabeza de pinga.
Castro es cabeza de pinga. El... pequeño, poco pinga, poco puto.
Yeah.
Castro es puto de merda.
Yeah. There you go.
Castro es cubano peng. Oh, fuck. Dickhead.
There you go. I think we get it.
Well, this has been fun. I just want you to teach me español. Aprendo. Para. Me muy inteligente.
Yeah.
I absorbo like a sponge.
There you go.
That I go.
What's up, man? So where are you up next?
I'm in Tempe Improv this weekend, and next is Chicago Improv end of May.
Yes.
Until then I'm hosting a show for what's that called? The Esquire Network.
Oh, I love that network.
Yeah, I'm going to bring some mucho calor con grande penga.
What's the show about?
Finding the best hamburger in the country.
Oh, that's
It's called
dope.
United States of Burger.
Yeah.
It's going to air. They're doing 6 episodes.
There's supposedly a place in Watts that's like real, real
really?
Good. Yeah, my buddy went there with his mom and stuff like that.
I can't wait.
Like, it's in the hood. Like, and then all of a sudden you see like Mercedes and all these different people that don't live there in the neighborhood come in. Yeah. It was in one of the food networks.
I'm down. Yep. And then after that, I don't know. Wherever the road takes me, I'm just going to keep bringing heat. OwenBenjamin.com. Where are you at?
First of all, Owen Benjamin, let's recap. Owen Benjamin this weekend will be at the Tempe Improv. He has a new show coming up on the Esquire Network.
And then end of May, Chicago Improv.
End of May, Chicago Improv.
And I will also be doing places like Madison, Wisconsin, and Edmonton, and a bunch more that I can't think of right now. Okay.
But just keep follow Owen at Owen Benjamin. I know I'm doing kind of like your job, but I
Soy
love doing this.
Stupido.
I like making sure that people get there. Owen Benjamin, you could follow me. I was his guest for today. My name's Orlando Leyva. You can follow me at Hey Lando. I'll be at the Gondo Festival next week. This weekend, I'm at the Ontario Improv with my good buddy Michael Yo, my brother. You can follow him at Michael Yo. And once again, Owen Benjamin, you can follow him at Owen Benjamin.
Comprendo nada.
There you go. Make sure you like his podcast, you subscribe to his podcast, and review the podcast. That's how iTunes, which is one of the formats, rates you, and you can move up and down in the ranks. So make sure you go to the Owen Benjamin podcast. What's the name of the podcast one more time?
Why Didn't They Laugh?
Why Didn't They Laugh? Review it. Subscribe. give a nice review, give it some stars, and he'll move up in the charts.
Also, con grande penga.
Yeah.
All right, man. Good hang. Right, until buddy. Next time.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me on, man. Peace. Love you, buddy.
Why didn't they laugh?
You suck!
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.